1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Number one rated an afternoon drive in Los Angeles in adults 25-54. Right there in the ratings. Just take a look at the survey. We're number one. And we have with us guesting this hour, David G. Hall, Vice President of Syndication for our show. And to talk a little bit about that and other things. On your way home tonight, David?
Yes, Phil, we are actually going out to dinner this evening, but I wanted to catch you before we got out of the car.
Well, we're celebrating such a tremendous showing. Obviously, you know, this program, being as unique as it is, draws a lot of listeners, and is one of the great things about the show. It's a slow build, and it's a long-term success story, so I want to thank you for that.
We also need to recognize our weaknesses, though, and while this show is primarily listened to by men, and that's the reason why your success came so easily, because there aren't too many shows for guys to listen to on the dial in afternoons or early evenings. And so that's why when you came on the air, people immediately started deserting those other shows and going over to yours. But that doesn't mean we have finished doing our work, Phil. If we take a look at these ratings, you do have some weaknesses, and those are in women 25-54.
Absolutely. I did see that. And I don't know what the answer to that is. I just think it's perhaps the kind of thing we do on our show is too male-oriented. Perhaps it's maybe it's too perceived as too juvenile. I don't know what. But yeah, you're right. The women, you know, and I've often been very fond of saying women who listen to this show kind of hang around men. I think they're used to being around men, and they understand men. While the women who don't probably don't have much of an understanding of men. And I don't know what you think of that. But I think it's a, you know, kind of a valid observation.
It could be, Phil, but I still think we have to do something to bring women back to your radio program. And that's what we're thinking about doing here. And that's why I talked to you and I talked to Mike Schaefer about the fashion show idea. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of what we can do with that will attract women.
Yeah, fashion shows are good, but a fashion show featuring guys?
Well, I don't think it's a bad idea.
In other words, you got a fashion show featuring guys on radio.
No, I don't think it's a bad idea. We use your ability to create word pictures. We use your ability to create an image in the listener's mind. You see what I'm saying? And therefore, they are seeing this through your eyes. You're a good storyteller, Phil. And for women to hear you describing a fashion show of beefcake, hunky guys, I think it's a great idea.
Well, it does bring into the theater of the mind thing. But it's not exactly a fashion show, is it?
Well, no, not exactly. It's guys coming out. They're dressed in really, really sexy clothes. They're really good-looking guys. We had Judy and we had Carlotta from our promotions department find some guys who are really good looking, and this would be something that we do for the women as a way, like a Friday relaxing thing.
I understand that, but in other words, it's not a fashion show.
No, it's not a fashion show. They're in a very sexy, sexy costume.
Okay. So that's what we have planned for the next few minutes of our show for you ladies out there, and I don't know how this is going to go.
I really think you're good, Phil. I think you're very good at describing things that are happening around you, and I think the women are really going to enjoy this. This is our way of saying, ladies, we want you to listen. We think you're going to enjoy this. It's going to be fantastic. It's the Phil Hendry Beefcake Contest.
And these guys are all amateurs.
They're all amateurs. So, Phil, without further ado, we'll have Craig cue the music, and the guys are going to start parading into the studio, and I can hear the music right there.
Okay, and welcome to our beefcake.
What do you want to call it? A fashion show?
It's like a beefcake pageant or something.
Right, it's a beauty pageant for the ladies. So go ahead, Phil, and are the guys coming in?
Yeah, here they come now. Hi, guys. At least they're coming in one at a time. Is this the music that you picked out?
Yeah, I picked this music out because it's very sexy. And it's what women like.
All right, here come the guys now. And this first guy is Wayne. He is wearing like a jungle costume of some kind. That's a
Well, come on, describe how sexy the guy is. That's what the ladies want to hear.
Well, I don't know what you mean.
Describe how sexy the guy is, because the is Wayne in there?
Wayne's right here. How you doing, Wayne?
I don't want to talk to him. I want you to describe his body. If the women want to hear about it.
He's wearing a...
Well, what is he wearing? Like a loincloth?
He's got on a loincloth, yeah. And...
Go ahead. Talk about him. What color is his hair? What color are his eyes? The broads want to know. Go.
Okay, he's got... I don't know what you got there, Wayne. Green eyes. You know, kind of blonde hair. And, you know, nice-looking guy.
Phil, killer music. Craig, killer music. What are you doing?
I don't know how to do... This is...
For women are listening to you. You're a great storyteller. This is for the ladies on Friday night. Jesus. Do you want to take a break or something? Because I got to talk to you.
No, I don't have time for a break. I mean, we're not ready yet.
Cue the music, Craig, and I want to hear you, Henry, describe these broads. And give the phone number out, too. I mean, not the broads, the guys. Give the phone number out for the broads is what I mean.
You're blowing it, man.
I beg your pardon?
You're using words, okay, that I don't think they're going to relate to.
Just give the phone number out.
1-800-449-8686. My name is Phil Hendry, and, okay, cue the music.
Yeah, have him play the music. There you go. Is Wayne still in there?
Yeah.
Now, describe him for the ladies. This is a beefcake pageant for the women. Describe him.
Okay, Wayne is here. He's 26 years old. He's wearing a jungle costume of some kind, so like a loincloth, and he's turning around now and showing me his rear end.
All right, what's it look like? What's his butt look like?
He's got a... It's...
Is it nice? Is it... What is it? There's women out there that want to know about...
Hold on for a minute, man. Let me just get my...
Is it sculpted? Is it... What is it?
Kill the music.
Don't kill the music.
Kill the music. What do you want me to do, man?
Phil, I'm asking you to describe these good-looking, hunky guys.
You're asking the guy to show his rear end to me, man. What am I supposed to say?
Is it nice?
I don't know if it's nice, man.
Henry, if you raise your voice to me again, you know what's going to happen.
I don't know if it's nice.
Well, imagine you're a woman. Play the music, Craig. There you go. Go ahead.
Wayne, first of all, I want to say, Wayne, this is nothing against you, man. Okay. Wayne is here. He's 26, and he's wearing a loincloth, and he looks like he works out. He's got a nice chest. He's got a nice arms.
More graphically.
I'm sorry?
Describe it more graphically, the way the women like it.
And he's good looking. He's, you know, he's got great legs and everything.
All right, what about the backside? Is he showing it to you?
Yeah, he's turned around. He's wearing like a thong thing or something.
Okay, what about it? What about his rear end?
He's got a...
Say it! You better say it.
All right, he's got a nice butt, okay? And,
There you go. Is he oiled up or does he have the hair on his chest?
Does not have any hair in his chest. Looks like it looks like he waxes. See you later, Wayne. Get out of here, because I want to talk to David.
What are you doing?
I want to talk to you for a minute. Kill the music. So, are you happy?
What about what?
You had me say it. He's got a nice butt. You had me say it.
What did I do? Look, Henry, the only way that you're going to get women to listen to your show is if you have the beefcake stuff. All these guys coming in. The next guy is Frank. He's 30, right?
Yes.
Play the music.
Okay, go ahead. Start it. What is this music, man?
This is music. The women like this. Okay, describe the next guy.
Okay, here's Frank. He's 30. And Frank is dressed... he's dressed like a meat cutter, it looks like.
Yeah, he's dressed like a butcher. That's a real manly job. He's got on a butcher's smock, a little bit of blood.
Yeah, he's dressed like a freaking meat cutter at Vons or something. That's what he's,
Women like it, Phil. Don't second-guess it. Just describe it. Women like the look.
Women like the look of a meat cutter, of a butcher, huh?
It's sexy, man. They are running like the Amazon River when they see something like that. Just go. They love the hard-working man, okay?
Okay, his name is, is that Frank? He's, 30. Yeah, he's dressed like a meat cutter. And he has brown hair and brown eyes. Frank is a African-American. How you doing, Frank? And he's got nice arms and a big chest. And now here comes his pants are coming off. Oh, boy.
What do you mean, oh, boy? Just describe it for the women. I'm not asking you whether you're attracted to them. Describe it for the women listening.
Okay. His pants are off, and he's got, you know, big legs. And he's got a stomach.
Boy, a killer music. You're terrible at this. You got to understand why.
Look at man, what do you want me to say? The guy's got a nice butt. I can't do it. I'm a guy. Why don't you hire a woman to do this, okay? And
because we got the men, we want to get the women listening. And the only way to get women listening is to have beefcake, hunky-looking guys parading around and showing off what they got so the women can get excited about it.
But the women can't see it. It's me.
And you're a professional, Phil. You tell them what you're seeing. Get them all ready. Get them all excited. It's Friday night. A lot of these women are getting ready for a date. They're hearing you describe the beefcake and all of that stuff. Now they're all getting all hot for the guy they're going to go out with. You see what I'm saying? You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. Can we get back? You got a break?
Yeah, I got a break.
Let's do one more.
I got a break.
Do one more. Come on.
All right, Craig, hit the music. What's this guy's name? This is Trey. What's your name, sir?
I'm Trey.
Okay, this is Trey. He's 25, and he's dressed like McDonald's. What is that you're wearing?
This guy, Trey Phil, is a fry cook, huh? That's real. Yeah, he works around grease, hot grease, all kinds of stuff. Trey is a... Go ahead, describe it. What do you got me doing it for?
Okay, you're a fry cook where?
He works, what do you work, Trey? I think at Denny's.
He's dressed like a fry cook at Denny's. He's real sexy. He's got big arms and big legs. And, oh, Jesus, his pants came off again. Okay, are these guys supposed to be nude?
Just describe it.
There he is. He's nude, and he's got on his Denny's fry cook hat. He's carrying a deep fryer in his right hand. He's dancing around, real sexy. And
has he shown his butt yet?
Yes, he has, man. What do you want me to say?
Got a nice butt, right?
Yes, ladies, he's got a nice butt, and he's a good-looking guy, so...
Boy, they're getting hot. Kill the music. You're blowing it, man.
Okay, I'm blowing it. I don't know how to do it.
Give out the phone number.
Why?
Give it out!
1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. Phil Hendry Show here, and David G. Hall, who's the vice president of syndication for the show, is on the line with us. We have a beefcake contest here.
You know, Phil, let me interrupt here. You need to understand, I'm not your enemy, okay?
I know that. I'm just not doing this pageant well, okay? If you want me to describe the beefcake guys, the hunky guys, I don't think I know how to do it.
Let me tell you something. In order to get women to listen to your show, you got to do stuff that is interesting to them, okay? I want in-depth descriptions of the guys that you're seeing, and then the women can imagine what's the hunky about. Do you understand what I'm saying? Forget about you judging it. Forget about what you think. You understand?
Yes.
Who's the next guy?
Who's the next guy we got out there? Okay, this is Bob, and...
Play the music.
Play the music, Craig. Okay. This is Bob, and Bob's 23 years old, and...
What's he dressed like?
He's dressed like, I don't know. What are you dressed like, Bob?
Don't ask him. Tell the ladies.
Okay, he works at a dock. He looks like he's dressed like a fisherman or something. And he's very sexy. He's got a nice-looking face, cute butt. Big arms and big legs and everything. And
okay, so his pants came off, right?
Yeah, man, and I don't think I'm too cool with these guys dancing around here nude, all right?
Quit judging and just do.
The guy is...
So what's he... What kind of a package?
Yeah, he's got a big one. And...
Well, that's not going to do, Phil. Look, kill the music.
Look, at David, I don't...
Kill the music. Listen to me. You don't say, yeah, he's got a big one. That doesn't turn women on. You understand?
What do you want me to say, man? Do you want me to...
Talk about it, the shape of it, the length of it. And
okay, I can't do that. And on top of that, I don't think we could because I don't think that we're going to have a license left if we do.
Phil, you want to get women listen to your show?
Yes.
You got to talk about the things that they're interested in. Honky men. Women will find a friend in you if you're able to pick out a hunky guy and make women believe that you speak their language. A woman wants to know she's needed, okay? She wants to know that she's loved. One of the things you should talk about with women is how women like to go and get their men beer or make them dinner because they want to know that they're needed. See, these are topics that you don't talk about. You understand?
Yeah.
Okay. How about if you were to leave your socks and your underwear on the floor, it fulfills a primal maternal need in women to take care of you. A lot of guys don't know that. For instance, if you drop your underwear on the floor and maybe you got a skid mark on it, and she's going to scrub it out. Women feel needed.
So what do I do? Do I come on the air and I...
You come on the air and talk about, boy, you know what? I left my underwear on the floor and there was a skid mark on it, but my wife scrubbed it out and I love her so much for that. And get other women's stories about things they do around the house for their husband, laundry that they do, or maybe picking up a grease stain off the driveway. See what I'm saying? Has your wife ever scrubbed out a skid mark in your...
I'm not. You know what? I'm not.
As long as you're not comfortable talking about it, you're never going to get the women listening to you. See what I'm saying, Phil?
Yeah, I
Take a phone call and we'll go back to the beefcake thing. Are the guys still out there?
Yeah, Craig, go out and make sure the guys are still out there, okay? Albany, Oregon on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I can't believe you're even allowing this guy on the show. I mean, how degrading to women can you be?
Ma'am, I happen to be his boss, and I'm trying to give him some information here.
He is the vice president of syndication for the company, ma'am.
Well, that doesn't say much for your company, then.
Well, what am I saying that's wrong? I'm trying to give this man an insight into women.
You think women are so shallow and stupid that this is just going to turn them on?
Shallowest, ma'am, I never use those words, shallow and stupid.
What is, no, you're portraying us to be by talking like this.
How am I doing?
Look at the skid marks, for God's sake. You know, I mean, I have a boyfriend and he doesn't have skid marks, so what's your problem?
Excuse me, I'm talking about a guy's underwear.
I know that.
Do you live with him?
So obviously, you must be experienced with these skid marks.
Well, wait a minute. Sometimes guys leave marks in their underwear just like women do. women leave a lot of stains in their underwear, so don't talk to me about that, okay? And the whole thing...
Well, you know what? I don't know what kind of women you're going out with,
now,
but I don't have stains in my underwear.
Oh, no. Okay. And you don't flow once a month either, do you?
No,
okay, now listen to...
No, things they call panty liners. They're supposed to...
Panty liners are for old ladies. Don't you use a tampon? That's for an old lady. Use a tampon. Be a woman and use a tampon. What's the matter? You don't use a tampon because you don't like the penetration? And the,
oh, come on, will you?
Play the music. See if this broad likes it. You like this? What? What does it sound like?
You're probably experienced in listening to pornos, too, aren't you?
She got you, David.
You like
got me what?
This is music from a porn movie, isn't it?
This is sexy stuff that women... Hang up on her. Hang up
porno.
On her.
I can't believe this
She's ruining your show. Hang up on her.
No, she's making some points, okay? First of all, ma'am, I'm going to ask you a question.
I said to hang up on her.
I want to ask her a question. Do you like to get men, your boyfriend, a beer?
Sure, I'll get him a beer because he'll get me a beer, too.
See what I'm saying? See?
No, she does it because he'll get her a beer.
Bull crap. Turn the music up. Is that sexy?
No, see, we get each other beers. Whoever happens to be up is the one to do it.
Bull crap.
You know, there's a whole lot of that word flying around this show this afternoon from all kinds of experts that got nothing else better to say than bull crap.
You know, I really feel sorry for this guy. If this is
you
his perspective
for...
on women
lady,
and underwear,
hey, lady,
then he has a definite problem.
Well, you haven't lived long enough. If you haven't scrubbed skid marks out of a man's underwear, you haven't lived long enough. I guarantee it's going to happen.
Is that your idea of a woman's paradise or something?
I'm saying that women feel needed, and they want to feel needed. And one of the things that doesn't, that they, what about
it? I am needed, and I am wanted, and I am loved.
How do you know?
And there's no skid marks involved.
How do you know?
How
do you
know?
How long have you lived with the guy?
Because I've seen his underwear. That's how I know.
How long have you lived with the guy?
I'm 30 years old, and I've seen...
How long have you lived with the guy?
Pairs of underwear.
How long have you lived with the guy?
How long have I lived with him?
Yeah.
I don't live with him.
Oh, you don't know nothing. You don't live with him.
Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Those things, you understand what I'm saying?
I understand. 1-800-449-8686. Back on the air here, Phil Hendry with David G. Hall, who is the Vice President of Syndication for the Phil Hendry Show, talking about where did all this all started, looking at our ratings and seeing that we've got tons of men listening and more coming over all the time because they got nothing else to listen to. But we're a little shy on female listeners.
That's correct, and we need to get more of them.
So, all right, that having been said, the ideas that we're coming up with here are hard for me to do. I'm not saying they're bad, okay? I'm not saying they're bad. They're hard for me to do.
Phil, put yourself in the background and understand what women like. They like beefcake. They like hunky guys. They want to talk about topics that are important to them.
Yeah, but not all about drinking beer or getting a guy a beer.
No, a lot of it has to do with practical matters. Employment opportunities. Hooters. Now, this is something that's been in the news, Hooters. Hooters has got employment opportunities, even though a lot of women don't think it's a good place for them to go. You see what I'm saying?
So what would I talk about?
About how if you don't have your nose up in the air, and you're not snooty, and you're not stuck up, and you don't think your stuff doesn't stink, Hooters is a good place for a woman to work. But if you think your stuff doesn't stink, and if your nose is up in the air, and daddy buys your gasoline, well, then I guess you don't want to work at Hooters. Talk about that.
Good God.
What's wrong with that?
I wouldn't know how to present it.
Well, set it up the way I just set it up for you.
1-800-449-8686. There's a lot of employment opportunities at Hooters if you're not stuck up and your father doesn't buy you gasoline for you, I guess. Is that what you wanted me to say?
With a little bit more passion, but yeah.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Here's Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello. I think this is absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Here you have the vice president of syndication of your show on there saying how you need to attract more female listeners. And
right.
I've been listening with your show with some interest for a couple of months. But you know what? This is the last time I will listen to your show. You haven't sent me so much.
First of all, you haven't listened to the show for 2 months.
On the phone.
You haven't listened to the show for 2 months.
How much you guys?
You haven't listened to the show for 2 months, okay? First of all, you haven't listened for 2 months.
No, listen to me.
You
haven't. Do you even have a daughter?
You haven't listened for 2 months.
Do you even want your daughter to go out and work at Hooters? You think that's
no? I'm saying there are good employment opportunities there if you don't have your nose up in the air.
Wait a second here. I guess it takes one to know one because quite obviously you're telling us what you think women want to hear. Is that what you want to hear?
No, this is what women have told me.
Wait a minute. What women have told you, David, that they want to hear this on the air?
The women that I date tell me they love this stuff.
Well, you're a loser.
And the women that you date.
I'm a loser? I see more rear end than rental cars all over this country. And I can tell you that there is...
Is that the way to talk to a listener?
Phil, would you mind shutting up and let me talk to her?
Well, you know, I'm surprised that you're even proud about that.
I'm saying that the women that I know love going to Hooters with me. We'll watch a ball game or whatever. See what I'm saying?
You know what? I have nothing against going to Hooters.
There you go. That's my point. That's my point.
But I do have something against encouraging young females that the only job opportunities out there are at Hooters because there are plenty of other things to do in this world.
What are some of the other topics?
And you're not giving women any respect whatsoever. Furthermore, you were telling earlier about showing women that you love them by leaving your underwear and socks on the floor and having them get you a beer is absolutely repulsive.
No, not if you look at the matriarchal structure.
Are you even married?
Ma'am, not if you look at the matriarchal structure of American families. That shows that a woman... Play the music. This is sexy. What about this? Ma'am? Hello?
You know what? I'm not even going to dignify that with a comment. I'm not.
David, I think a lot of the people calling in...
I can no longer listen to your show.
Phil, get rid of this.
You've got a real jerk.
She's probably a dyke.
Wait a minute.
She's probably a dyke.
I have no idea how you're going to affect any female listenership.
Turn the music off, David.
Wait a second.
You're going to have to change your entire format. Goodbye.
Well, I think that, first of all, this music, I think a lot of women have you know, identified this music as music from a porn movie.
What's that? No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
That's porn. That's porn movie music.
No, it's not. That was taken from a film about that crippled skier. Who was the other side of the mountain? Remember that movie?
Wait a minute. That's not about a crippled skier. That's a porn movie. That's porn movie music.
No, it isn't, Phil.
Well, you know what? We're going to have to agree to disagree. Here is Vancouver on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
This guy you've got with you, your boss, he is just absolutely wrong. I mean, a woman does not enjoy watching out skid marks.
Well, wait a minute. Don't you know that if you live with a man long enough, that you're gonna he's going to bring some skid marks home?
I understand that.
Who's cleaning that home?
I understand that. But, you know, it's not
who's
my job to wash his dirty underwear.
Not your job?
No. I mean, I don't enjoy that. I don't mind doing the laundry. But if he's got, you know, skid marks all over things, I'm not.
All right, well, then let me ask you this. What do you think of this?
Oh, come on, will you?
Well, I got to find out. All right, hold on. Question number three.
I think you have porn music going there.
You know that skid mark thing? It sure as hell isn't a man's job. So who do you think's going to clean it up?
Isn't that a man's job?
Will you kill the music? Kill the music.
We got to do something to get these broads to listen.
Well, don't play that music. Get it off. Ma'am, the other thing that they wanted me to ask.
Yeah, ask the other question.
Would you be interested in a program that featured deals on feminine hygiene products?
I beg your pardon?
See what I told you?
Read it to her again.
Would you be interested in a program that featured deals on feminine hygiene products?
I don't think so.
She's lying to you.
That's like,
play the music.
That's like having your cheesecake review there. That's just stupid.
No, ma'am. What I'm saying is women are interested in...
Why do you keep telling every woman that calls here what they're interested in?
Yeah.
Are you arguing with me?
I just had a...
Are you arguing with me?
I think he was, and that's good because...
I had a question.
I'm talking to the listener. This is based on... Talk about... When's the last time you talked about deals on bras?
What do you mean? Are you... You're asking me that...
I'm asking the host of the question. Does Mike prepare any material on deals that women can get on brassieres?
No, he doesn't prepare that.
All right, then I'm having a discussion with him. You guys are dropping the ball on things that women are interested in. What about that strawberry douche topic you were going to do?
Oh, David, come on.
Oh, yeah. See, she loves it.
She's loving it.
No,
she's embarrassed.
I think that's ridiculous.
No, you love it.
She's embarrassed.
Where are you getting your data from?
Turn the music off!
Ma'am, are you getting your data?
All right, I got to run. Thanks for calling. 1-800-449-8686. San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello.
I think your boss is a jerk.
Let's see. Who's the best? Hey,
because he's not a woman. He does not know what women like.
Right.
And far as his cherry douche, he can keep it.
No, the strawberry douche.
And nobody's going around looking for skid marks. If he put skid marks there, then he should wash his own skid marks.
Wait a minute. You do laundry, don't you?
Sure I do.
Okay. What's wrong with scrubbing out a guy's skid marks every now and again?
Well, if he doesn't, then let him wash them out.
Well, let me ask you this. You sound like an intelligent lady. I just had Mike prepare a topic for Phil on cherry and strawberry douches. Not interested?
Well, not everybody douches, so they're not interested.
What about one? This is one that's remarkable, Phil.
Can we talk about something else?
Just listen to me. They now have a new car scent douche. So
who cares? Who cares? Nobody cares about that. That seems to be your conception. You know, you like those buffed up men. We don't like them.
I like him. This is for the women. Bring in that tray guy.
Oh, come on, David.
Bring that guy in. I want to know if this lady likes him. And play the music.
No, don't bring him in because I don't want to hear. Nobody wants to hear anything about him.
Come on, lady. Lady, hold on. Listen to this. Tell her about him. Tell her about him, Phil.
His name is Trey. He's 26. He's got big arms. He's.
Who cares? Don't tell me that.
And
don't
he's got a.
Tell her about the butt.
I don't want to hear it.
Come on. This lady would like to hear about the butt. Tell her.
He's got a nice
Love
butt.
Love, David.
Ma'am, he has a nice butt.
What do you think of that, huh?
David?
Yeah!
I don't want to hear that.
Do you want to hear about his package?
No. Who told you that women wanted to hear these things?
Because I did research. You don't even know what I do for a living. All my life.
I really don't care.
Well, I mean, I'm very...
Well, what do you do? Go around
extensive marketing.
Butts and bringing them on the television, on the radio?
You sound like my kind of girl. How many cigarettes you smoke a day?
I don't smoke, and I don't drink.
All right. Thanks for your call, dear. Okay?
Okay.
Thanks a lot.
This has been the Phil Hendry Hunk Hour.
You know, you don't do any extensive research on anything.
How do you know?
Because I happen to know. I know because I created you.
What do you mean you created me?
I'm doing your voice right now. You're coming on here making me play this. Turn it down! Playing this stupid music?
So in other words, you're doing my voice right now?
Yeah.
Well, then why are you letting me embarrass you?
I don't know. I must be nuts.
Jesus Christ. I got to fire you.
How are you going to fire me when I invented you?
Well, whatever, man. You're the guy that's humiliating yourself doing this voice right now. This one is under...
Will you turn it down?
Well, why are you turning it up?
I'm not. You are.
But you invented me.
All right, man. Hang up, will you please?
Jesus, what a loser. You know what? Whether I invented you or you invented me, whether I'm a figment of your imagination, you're fired.
Wait a minute. I didn't ask him to hang up. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, number one in afternoon drive in Los Angeles and soon to be across the country. And for those of you guys who listen to us in all the cities that we're in, pardon us, but we do gloat a little bit. It's just been such an easy mountain to climb out here. I know that in other places, as I mentioned, it's going to be a little bit tougher, but easy. Easy, man. Hey, look at this. Not that any, I don't know if you're going to know what I'm talking about, but it just, I wanted to say this. I used to work for a guy in Orlando, Florida, back in the mid-70s. And I thought he was a tremendously talented guy. And he wasn't a bad guy. Now, I was a young person at the time. I'm sure, you know, there's other people who might have other opinions. But his name was Gene Burns. And he was our operations manager at the radio station that I worked at. And now, Gene is in San Francisco at KGO. And he's doing an evening talk show, and I listen to him sometimes when I'm driving home here on the West Coast, if I can pick the station up. But, you know, in the summertime, the sun's still out when I'm leaving, and so it's a little tough. But now here is an ad that I saw of Gene in some publication that he is being syndicated by Talk America. So there's nothing really that I wanted to say any deeper than Gene's a great guy, and I always thought he was a very talented guy. I haven't talked to him in over 20 years, so I don't know. Maybe he's pulling the wings off of butterflies now. Maybe he's got a pentagram on the wall of his basement. I don't know. Maybe he's doing human sacrifice, but he sure is a bright guy. And if any of you guys up in the Bay Area know him and see him, would you please tell him Phil Hendry said hello? And he's tremendously talented and kind of a classy and very... kind of a classy and conservative delivery in this day and age of all kind of bull crap. Everybody is controversial now, ain't they? Everybody's a controversial guy on the radio. Everybody's got a shtick. Everybody's got, I mean, if you're lucky, you've developed some kind of an original shtick. But most of the stuff out there you lift from other people. But the point is, everybody on the radio now is stirring it up. So Gene, man, this guy, he's just, you know, he just says it, and he's cool. So if you see him, tell him Hendry said hello. And we're bugging out of here, man. We're going to be on our way to, you know, they're getting so much done at the house now. The Mo-strips are in. You know what a Mo-strip is? You know how you have, you know how in your front lawn, you've got a plastic or something that separates the grass from the trees and crap? You know, like it's the stuff that our fathers made us put in when we were working, you know, on the weekends. They put in concrete Mo-strips. Eh? Yeah. You're living now, Hendry. Get out of here. But anyway, it's getting so close with that thing. They got Mo-strips and all this stuff, and then the Nicholas's football team is going to start their first game on September the 8th, and they have a preseason barbecue, and I got just the barbecue for it. 48 hot dogs, 150,000 ribs, 6,000 steaks, can throw all that crap in there. You can just throw a guy in there and close the lid. So that's just nice, man, but it's just one more weekend in the summer where we don't have it, and it's been pretty hot lately, hasn't it? It's been very warm, so I'd love to be, you know, I'd love to be chilling around that thing. And let's see, what else? Oh, yeah, we're going to try to get the cigar smoke out of the billiard room. And let's see, Buffy is going to be starring in Hamlet this fall, and she's going to be wearing the tights there. And we're doing Shakespeare in the Park, and then we're going to go visit Mother. I should say Mater. She lives out in the country. And we'll be rolling in the Duesenberg, all 12 cylinders, and I'll get out, and I'll be dunking pound cake and sniffing a scented handkerchief. How about that? How's by you? Well, one more thing here. And we have Bud Dickman to join us for it. Bud, come on in, buddy.
Is it my time for me now?
Yeah, it's time for you, man. Come on.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Bud Dickman's Top 10 Head Injuries.
Do you got to use that music, or is...
Well, it's just Mr. Halsey music. A construction worker was run over by a grading machinery at a housing development. The 36-year-old Palmdale man suffered head, leg, and abdominal trauma when he was hit at 7:45.
What do you mean, top 10 head injuries?
Well, he got run over by grading equipment, so...
Go ahead.
County Sheriff said the California Occupational Safety and Health Administration are investigating the incident.
Why?
Well, they don't know what killed him.
Hold on. Kill the music. Kill the music.
Are you going to...
Just shut up for a minute. Why are they investigating?
They don't know what killed him.
What happened to him?
He got run over by grading equipment.
Okay, he got run over by grading equipment. So what do you mean they don't know what killed him?
Well, they got to investigate.
I say what killed the guy is the grading equipment. What do you think?
I'd like to reserve judgment. I'm not qualified to comment.
Look, the guy got run over by grading equipment. Don't you think it's a safe assumption?
I don't want to say it until Occupational Hazard of the Safety people.
Occupational Safety and Hazard Administration.
Until they investigate. At this point, though, Phil, the jury's out.
I see. Hey, maybe he just collapsed, huh? And in fainting, his skull and his chest and his leg got crushed.
Yeah, it's happened.
Yeah, that's happened. Sure, guy just falls. Go ahead.
Anyway, at this point, they are labeling it an industrial accident.
That's shocking. Hold on. Hold on. Kill it. Kill it! Why is that shocking?
What?
That they're labeling it an industrial accident.
Well, usually you want to reserve judgment on these kinds of things. I don't, I'm trying to spice it up a little bit.
Spice it up? Look, just read the story, okay?
Well, you want people to be surprised.
Nobody is going to say it was a murder. The guy got by accidentally run over by grading equipment. That's what killed him. What do you mean, spice it up? He got killed by grading equipment, and the guy is dead, and now they're pretty sure it's an accident.
You're pretty sure it's not a homicide?
No, it's not a... No, it's not a homicide.
Where are you thinking about it? Let me just continue. A construction worker was killed Thursday.
I got it. Just kill it, man. Get out of here.
You'll be sorry.
Yeah, I'll be sorry. You're right. Dickman wants us to believe that this guy might have been murdered by a grading equipment. Maybe it's something out of Killdozer, Bud. You heard of that?
Was that lousy movie with Cliff Walker?
Yeah, Clint Walker. Not Cliff Walker. Yeah, Killdozer. The bulldozer came alive and killed all those guys. I'll rent it for you, okay?
I don't think Craig's ever heard of it.
It was a movie about a bulldozer that killed a lot of guys. You want to know about it? Yeah, they're out on an island. And the bulldozer came to life and started crushing guys. It's one of those things, you know. I still say the guy wasn't murdered, though, okay?
Well, maybe the guy's stepping his wife or something.
The guy wasn't murdered.
Why'd they call it a killdozer?